You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to get to phone calls here coming up in just a bit, but I want to go back in time for just a bit. And this is what I want to go back in time for. I don't think that me and the text line ever have very serious arguments, but sometimes me and the text line are on different sides. I would say the biggest disagreement that I have had with the text line so far this season have been related to Rashee Rice. The first one is what his standing is in the National Football League. Now, the text line just a few weeks ago was adamant that Rashee Rice was a top 10 receiver in the league. We could go back in time and I could find the segment for you guys because we cut it. The text line was arguing that Rashee Rice was a top five guy, better than Amon-Ra St. Brown, that the only receivers better than him were Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase. That's the way we were talking about Rashee Rice when he was coming back from injury. So that's number one. Number two, the text line was adamant at the end of the season. Oh, let's pay him, let's pay him, let's pay him. And I was saying, whoa, hold on, let's wait a little bit. Why can't we just get more information? Why can't we just see how things go? Oh, no, you can't do this. The price only goes up. The same argument we make all the time. Like, wait, hold on. We haven't. He's never made a Pro Bowl, never been an All-Pro, only has one healthy season. Why? Why is there a reason to run to pay Rashee Rice? The text line was ready to give Rashee Rice a deal. I mean, they would have gave Rashee Rice a deal while he was hurt. If you could have done it, the text line would have given Rashee Rice a top 10 contract 2 months ago. And I was sitting there saying, no, wait. I'm adding a new rule. I got the ability to do that. I know who runs this place. I'm adding a new rule. I only block people for two reasons. Racist or homophobic. I got to add another one this offseason. If you tell me that they should pay Rashee Rice, that's blockworthy. Please stop talking to me about that man and why they should pay him and why he's a top 10 receiver. I'm telling you, you are a liar. I don't think it's right to be around liars. I don't think it's good for me or my mental health or Rob and our mental health to be around people who are dishonest. You lied to me is what you did. Because I saw that guy yesterday when they needed him, when they needed plays, and his hands were shaky. He looked like he was that shady lady. That's how much his hands were shaking. Hey, just terrible. That's the amount of shaking. It was bad. That's what it was. It was bad yesterday. I'm not paying Rashee Rice anything this offseason. I don't even want to entertain the possibility of paying Rashee Rice this offseason. No, play out your rookie deal is what I would encourage him to do. Play out your rookie deal. Well, what if it goes up? Okay, great. If Rashee Rice goes out there and has 100 catches for 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns the next season, and it costs you a little bit more, great. That's what I want to do. I want to see guys go out and ball out and have big-time seasons, and then you pay them. But why? No. I'm serious. I'm adding a new rule. If you tell me this offseason why they need to pay Rashee Rice, it is now going to be deemed a block worthy because you're a liar. You told me he was a top 10 receiver. Stop it. He might not even be a top 5 receiver in their division. Stop it. And pay him. No, I'm not paying him anything. Play out your rookie contract. And if it goes according to plan, we'll franchise tag you and then we can talk about it. But there's no world in which I'm giving Rashee Rice a top 10 contract at the end of the season. And if I'm him, I know it's, oh, well, now, no. He's not agreeing to some hometown discount kind of deal. Play out your rookie contract. To be honest with you guys, I would be more likely to trade Rashee Rice than I would pay him this offseason, if those are my options. If you were telling me there are only two options, it's trade Rashee Rice or pay him, I'd rather trade him. We are at the end of year three with Rashee Rice. This is the end of year three. This is when you got to make a decision. I would make a decision. Year one was fine. It was a good rookie year. Year two, you got injured. Year three, your year started late because of an offseason decision. No. There's no contract in your future with us, at least not in the short term. Go ball out this season, and we're happy to have that conversation. So that's my official stance on Rashee Rice. Rob, I want to give you a chance and we'll get back to the phone lines. You guys think I'm joking. I'm serious. That has reached a block-worthy opinion to me.
I thought that the idea of paying him was crazy before. I thought the idea of him being a top 10 wide receiver was crazy before. But he's shown now he's not those things. That doesn't mean he's not valuable. That doesn't mean he's not, you know, help-worthy. That doesn't mean we have to cut him immediately. Can you believe he's still on the roster? None of that. I'm not saying, you know, we have to find a way to get him out of Kansas City. None of those things. But you can't talk about him like he's Amon-Ra St. Brown. You can't talk about him like he's Ja'Marr Chase. We did this exactly.
Let me ask you this question. Is he a one?
No.
Okay.
The Chiefs don't have a one.
Is he a one?
No.
Because I don't think Rashee Rice is a one. I think Rashee Rice is a good wide receiver. I really do. I think he's a good wide receiver. And the point that I was making back when we were arguing about this is, I think we are underestimating how many good receivers there are in the National Football League. So when I was saying, oh, I think he's like 25 to 30, the text line heard that like I was trying to disrespect the man. I'm not. I just think you're just underestimating how many good receivers. People are arguing that he was better than Devontae Smith. Stop it. No, he's not. He is fine. He is a really solid number two option as a wide receiver. That's what he is. He's a good number two, and that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But the way that we were talking about Rashee Rice when he was hurt is not who he actually is as a player. We talked about Rashee Rice like he was going to fly in and save their offense. Like that was the only thing wrong with their offense. Oh man, when he gets back, oh, he's back. What? I don't know what to do now. What do we do with this information? Well, they went to him. Fourth down. We need you to make a play. And he dropped it. Go ahead.
Rashee Rice looks like a player who hadn't played football in a year. And there's nothing wrong with the fact he was injured and suspended. That's it. It happened is what it is. But he looks like a guy who hasn't played football in 12 months. And the fact that people thought that he was going to walk in and be some sort of white knight and change the offense, it's incorrect. He's a good football player. He's not a great football player. This show, one of the staples of this show is a Hall of Fame argument. He's in the Hall of Good. He's not in the Hall of Great. That's who Rashee Rice is.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, would you give him T. Higgins' contract? No, is what I'm telling you. The answer is no. I'm not giving him. T. Higgins got 4 years, $115 million. No. Play on your rookie deal is what I would encourage you to do. And if you want to hold out, fine. It ain't like the Chiefs don't have any experience playing without Rashee Rice. At this point, he's missed more games than he's played in. So, yeah, if you want to hold out for a new deal, fine. That's okay. We will move on in St. Joe without you. There is no scenario in which I would pay Rashee Rice this offseason. There are going to be some things that are very hard for me on the no list. No. I'm not firing Andy Reid. I'm not firing Brett Veach. I'm not paying Rashee Rice. I'm starting to make a list of all the things that I wouldn't do this offseason. Let's go to the phone line. Chance has been waiting. Hey, Chance, man. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good, man. Take your time, man.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to add real quick. I made it a New Year's resolution to stop drinking this year, and the Chiefs are making that really hard. But yeah, just to add on the Brett Veach not being fired deal, I think still John Dorsey's three players in Jones, Kelsey, and Mahomes are still the ones carrying this team. You could also add this to the Rashee Rice conversation. I think that's probably Brett Veach's best offensive skill set position that he's ever drafted. And look what he's doing. I think Worthy is well on his way to being a middling draft pick, maybe even potentially a full-on bust. He's going into year three. He doesn't even have 1,200 total yards. They just, you know, 3 years ago it was the offensive line. They tried to rebuild that. Then it was the wide receivers, no weapons. Now it's injuries. The free agency, like you said, is a major downfall. What's the best thing he did last year? Trade for DeAndre Hopkins?
And I would argue that trade wasn't a great trade.
Yeah, I would agree there. And I think that Creed Humphrey's going into year five. He's still snapping the ball into the dirt. I think Trey Smith is now he's having back problems, knee problems. They gave both of them big money. I think their offensive line has been a whiff for 4 years. If you look at whenever they had the doctor from Canada, Austin Ryder, Mitch Schwartz, they were just a much better offensive line, and they were making fractions, you know, of the money that this offensive line is.
I'm with you, Chance. I appreciate the phone call, man. Text line 913-586-7965. I want to read this to you guys. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, it's essentially been one bad game for Rice this season. Why is he on your hot seat? Am I talking to myself? No, he's not. I just wouldn't pay him. I don't think they should trade him. I wouldn't get rid of him. Rashee Rice is fine where he is. He's fine. But we weren't telling the truth about Rashee Rice and who he is. I would also argue in the two most important games that the Chiefs have had this season against good defenses, Rashee Rice gave you nothing. Broncos defense, pretty good, right? In the Broncos game, Rashee Rice had 6 catches for 38 yards against the Texans. Pretty good defense, right? Rashee Rice, 4 catches for 34 yards. So yeah, he played well against the Cowboys. Great. He's fantastic against the Cowboys. He was really good against the Colts defense. Yeah, I mean, fine, sure. The two games against top flight elite defenses that got corners and physical and all the little razzle dazzle end around, throw it to them in the backfield screen stuff that they do is fine. But against those kind of teams that are going to play press man coverage and get up in your face and get physical, Rashee Rice he's fine. He's a fine wide receiver. But we were talking about him like he was a top 10, undeniable, how could you let this guy go, game-changing, impact kind of player. I'm not seeing that from him. Not enough to where I'm willing to make a long-term commitment to the player financially or the personality at this standpoint. We already saw what happened in the offseason. He's already had an injury. You got questionable hands, questionable route running. I got way too many questions with Rashee Rice than answers to commit the amount of money that you're talking about to pay a caliber of his player. Because you ain't getting him for the cheap. That's not the way it works. You're not getting Rashee Rice for the cheap. He's going to cost you something. So go out there, stay healthy, ball out, put together a great year, and we're happy to have that conversation at the end of it. But Rashee Rice has not had a great year as a wide receiver, so I'm not willing to pay him yet like he is a great wide receiver. We'll keep this conversation going. We got clear phone lines, so if you've been waiting to get on, we'll take your phone calls coming up, 913-586-7965. We'll get back to my biggest point, which is I still can't believe the Chiefs went for it on that fourth down. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, so this is what we're going to do. The mayor of Kansas City is going to call up in about 10 minutes. We're going to talk about the World Cup. We'll get his thoughts on the Chiefs. Mitch Holthus is going to be on the show at 4 o'clock. We'll keep taking your phone calls. We'll take your phone calls up until the mayor joining us on the show. Rob, I understand that this could potentially be putting you in a tough spot, so I get that. What do you think the argument is in going for it on 4th-and-1 from the 31-yard line? Like, if you had to defend it, what would your argument be and why you would go for it in that situation? Because I'm sitting there and I'm watching it and I'm thinking, no, don't do this. And I understand your inclination is let's go for it. I'm not even as mad about the play call. I know a lot of people are mad about it. Empty back, shotgun, not giving it to Kareem Hunt. I mean, we can argue about that. It was such an unnecessary risk, in my opinion, with where you were on the field. And to me, the juice just wasn't worth the squeeze. Even if you get the first down there, even if you get it, you get the ball where? At the 34-yard line now? I mean, you still got to get going. You still got to keep moving in that scenario. I don't really understand the why you would do it. I don't understand why you would go for it there. There's still so much time left in the game. The Chiefs did this at the 10:22 mark, not the 4:22 mark where you're thinking, all right, time's running out. It's a tie ball game. It's a tie ball game. And in my opinion, that effectively it ended the game. The Chiefs offense did nothing after this. The Chiefs had the ball two more times after this. They went four plays for 6 yards, so they had back-to-back three and outs, which are basically turnovers, to go with their three actual turnovers, and then they had another interception at the end. I mean, the Chiefs essentially turned the ball over on their last three drives if you go 2 fourth-down stops and then the final interception of the game. I don't understand the why you would go for it in this scenario. And that's what I keep trying to figure out. I know it's easy to Monday morning quarterback this thing. If the Chiefs had gone for it at midfield, you could maybe convince me of it. I would still say maybe you try to pin them deep and play a field position game, but you could sell me if they were at midfield. Fourth and one on your 31-yard line? Since when did Andy Reid turn into Dan Campbell? Since when did Andy Reid turn into a 9-year-old Madden player? When did that happen?
Listen, I'm as pro go for it as anyone there is. I might be more team go for it than you or the text line. I'm not full on Dan Campbell, but I'm closer to that than not. Even I was like, what are you doing? Why would you do this? We have had this conversation a bunch, and Mitch Holtis, who's been on the show in about half an hour, you and him see it a little different than me. I'm a pure numbers guy. You guys are more play it by feel. If you're a play it by feel person, what was the feel? Your defense had not allowed positive yardage in the third quarter. Like, it had absolutely stifled the Texans. Chris Jones looked like the most dominant defensive player we've seen since Aaron Donald in the third quarter, and you decided, hey, you know what? It's time to shine. And me and you see it differently. I think part of the problem is the play call. I saw Trey Wingo tweet this out. Is Trey Wingo friend of the show, by the way?
Yeah, for sure.
Friend of the show, tweet this out. Statistically, a fourth or third and short run to Kareem Hunt is just as successful statistically as a tush push. So, no, armed with that knowledge, which I assume if I have it because Trey Wingo has it, I assume the analytics department over at One Arrowhead Drive also has it. It's their job to communicate that to Andy Reid, and he decided we're going to go empty backfield, motion Hollywood Brown into the backfield and try to throw it to Rashee Rice on fourth and two with a backup right tackle and a super backup left tackle. The decision was bad, and the play call made the decision worse. It went from a zero to a negative so fast.
Do you remember when Sean Payton called the Chiefs a second half or a first half football team? You remember that a couple weeks ago?
100%.
He said that? The Chiefs in the fourth quarter, interception, fourth down stop, interception, end of game, down 10. That was their fourth quarter with the season on the line. With the season on the line, the Chiefs had the ball to start the fourth quarter. Now, imagining there's a measure of confidence there. There's a measure of confidence. Patrick Mahomes noodle-armed one down the field. He noodle-armed it. I know it's third and long, and it's basically like a punt, and the Chiefs did get the ball back, so it wasn't the worst thing in the world. But, I mean, you didn't give your receiver a chance to make a play on that one. That's how they kicked off the fourth quarter. Their defense then got you the ball back. Their defense got you the ball back. Six plays, 19 yards. All right, it's time to get going now. It's still a 10-10 ball game. It's 11:25 left in the fourth quarter. Hey, what you are doing is working. Houston is giving you nothing offensively. You have stifled their offense is what you have done. Houston hadn't scored since the second quarter. Houston hadn't scored a point since the 9:24 mark in the second quarter. Their offense, I thought, had stalled. I looked at my friend and I said, I think Houston's done scoring today. I said, all they need to do is hold on. I think they're done scoring today. Why would you run the risk of possibly giving them the ball right there on the doorstep? It makes no sense to me. It really doesn't. I can't explain how bad of a decision it is. I don't think this is Monday morning quarterbacking. I don't think this is hindsight 2020. Going forward on your side of the field from the 31-yard line when your offense had been doing nothing and their offense is doing nothing is malpractice, is what it is. It's malpractice, is what it is. And then for Andy to sit there and say he would do the same thing again is even why?
Well, listen, I mean, we've been so good in that area, whether it was run or pass. And so I felt we were in a good position. I thought we had a good play. Again, I thought it was the right thing to do then. And this is terrible to say in a situation like this because we didn't win and we didn't get that, but I would probably do that same thing again.
No, you shouldn't. It was the wrong decision is what it was. It was the wrong decision then. It's the wrong decision now. I mean, I'd do it again. Why? It makes absolutely no sense. I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense. It's impossible to justify it to me. Like, I think I can see the other side of arguments and things. Hey, you know, you think that, I get it. We might disagree, but like, I see where you're coming from. I see the logic. You cannot explain to me why in a defensive battle, when your opponent has done nothing offensively for basically the last 21 minutes in game time, and their offense has 17 yards in the second half of the game, why you would roll the dice? It makes absolutely no sense to me. Continue to lean and trust the defense. They had gotten you back in it. I don't understand. Let's go to the phone line. Brad, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, C-Dot. I could be better. I could be better. I hear you three there. Things. One, lost season. That caller called about lost season. Second, I'm trying to explain the game of football to a female who lives next to me. She doesn't watch football. I'm trying to turn her on to it. The Chiefs Kingdom. When they're going for that fourth down play at the 31-yard line, I'm literally lost for an explanation. I can't explain to her the logic or the reason for doing what they're doing. It makes no sense to the point of someone like me who's watched tens of thousands of hours worth of football over the course of their life to explain to someone new to the game why they're doing this. And then third of all, I want to say to that caller who's quitting drinking, good luck to you one day at a time, brother. C-Dot, I'll take your phone call off the air.
Brad, absolutely, man. I appreciate it. You had a tough time explaining it because it can't be explained. It can't be explained. You cannot justify it. Maybe you guys missed this stat earlier. It is the earliest that a team has gone for fourth down on their side of the field in 13 seasons. Think about that. It's the earliest that a team had gone for fourth down on their side of the field since before the 2014 World Series. You know how long ago that was? Think about all the NFL games that we've had since then. And this is the earliest, because you shouldn't in this scenario, especially given time, score, and situation. 18 plays, 17 yards in the second half, and you roll the dice of giving it to them right there. Even after that, they didn't really do anything other than the one drive, but you gave them the ball. I mean, their drive started on the 31-yard line. Yeah, your chances of scoring, if you're going to start right there, are 95%, especially when you know you got a defense that, as well as their defense play, you know that defense can't get off the field on third down. Certainly not a third and three like they had. You knew they were getting it. Just mind-blowing decision-making to me. Rob, go ahead, my man.
Yeah, see, Dad, I appreciate the call. I won't take up too much of your time. The mayor's coming on here in a second,
but
I did want to just go back. Okay, appreciate it. I did want to just go back to just like the drafting process. I know earlier you went over free agent signings, but when you really look at the big thing, it's just like, what are our last three first round picks really contributing to the team? I mean, you got to go back to the Felix signing. I mean, I think we can all sit here and say he was a bust. Xavier Worthy, you're not really getting your full money's worth out of him. And Josh Simmons, I'm a Buckeye, but hey, I mean, it's been an interesting season to say the least. I think it really just goes back to our drafting process and bringing old pieces back, like Kareem Hunt, Mike Edwards, Derek Nnadi, and the list goes on. And if Chris Jones actually had his say in it, we'd still be looking at, he brought Mike Pinnell back, and even Colin Saunders was talking about coming back and how close he was. So I think it just goes back to needing new pieces and a better drafting process. I appreciate it.
No problem, man. I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm with you. I made the comparison that the Chiefs are the Hangover 3. It's a lot of the same cast. The jokes, just they're not funny anymore. You told this story before. They just need a reset. They need a refresh is what the Chiefs need. I still think the foundation of the roster is very strong. You've got a great coach, great quarterback. There's a lot of things to still like about this team. They let the running game go. They let the pass rush go a little bit. There's some things that the Chiefs need to tighten up heading into next season. Let's go to the phone lines right now. I'll be joined by our first guest of the day. He is the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, Mayor Quentin Lucas. We'll get his thoughts on the Chiefs, also a little bit of World Cup, as now we know the teams that are heading to Arrowhead. Mayor Q, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. It was a tough game yesterday, but you know what? Personally, my life is good. My kids are healthy, so no real complaints.
So we got to start here. We've been talking about this. It's been the big talking point. You watched the game yesterday. What did you make of the Chiefs going for fourth down?
Man, I was sitting at the game, and I was like, what the hell, right? I mean, just look, the field position, I smarter people run the team. You know, they've won Super Bowls. They've done all that sort of stuff. I'm not a coach. That being said, look, it was a strong decision. I think I heard or read in the paper today, Coach Reed, you know, kind of suggested that it maybe wasn't his favorite call ever that he's made, and that was a huge game changer, a momentum shift. I think it was clear to almost everyone watching, certainly everyone in the stands, who was saying, well, wow, we just had this great defensive stop. They've been stepping up almost for the entirety of that half, and then you give them a short field. You see the touchdown immediately thereafter when we knew our offense was having some struggles.
That's where I was, and that's kind of the point that I've been making on this is, I mean, Houston had run their last 18 plays. They had gotten 17 yards. Trust the defense. Rely on the defense. Play a field position battle. And I think Kansas City's best chance to win that game was winning on a last-second field goal, 13-10. It just felt very unnecessary to roll the dice there and give an offense and a team life that just didn't really have any at that point.
Yeah, you know, I think that's very much the case. And one thing that I do tend to look at is, you know, folks get tired. You look at the energy involved and all of that, and really dating all the way back to last year's Super Bowl, right? You have your defense hustling in and out, all of that, where you have turnovers, including turnovers on downs, right? Special teams mistakes and others, those create, I think those are just like gut punches in a lot of ways. So having seen that yesterday was a huge challenge. I think that was a huge challenge for an already fairly tired defense, which was stepping up for much of the game. And then on the offensive side, and let's go back to the fourth down call. I mean, it's others have said it, not an original thought for me. You don't even really have the threat of the run. You know, you don't have anybody lined up in the backfield, right? That takes away not just the play opportunity itself, but of course it simplifies the defensive scheme. I mean, there's just a lot there that said, man, you know, you wish, I think the coach will say, wish you could have gotten it back.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor, I wanted to have you on to talk about the World Cup. We found out the groups, and now we know the teams that are coming to Kansas City. How excited are you? How excited is the city, your team, with the matchups that we're going to have?
Huge deal. I mean, look, it's a huge deal for Kansas City. I was sitting there smiling. I was, you know, somewhere on Saturday. And when we heard it roll out, Argentina, you talk about the brand, all of that. I will note something many don't think about because our federal administration has good relations with Argentina. You have a fast-tracked immigration process, customs process, et cetera, not immigration, just being able to come in and out, right? And so that means that you'll have fans with an ability to travel. Certainly you look at the Netherlands, which is a great base, a country where you have people that travel, have strong energy with this. And I think that there are some good stories, right? Curacao, pronounced by Wayne Gretzky as Caraco. But, you know, that's, I think, a country and national opportunity that lets us at least tell some really good and interesting stories about a country, I believe, that's smaller than Overland Park that's coming to Kansas City. So, you know, I think this is a great draw. It's a great draw for our community. I see some of the other cities that, you know, I love everybody in the tournament, don't get me wrong, but that have drawn some teams that may be tougher matches, you know, to kind of activate around. That will not be a Kansas City concern. I look forward to even learning more about the Algerians. And so, you know, I think it's going to be a good set. Game times are really interesting to me. 6, 7, 8, and 9, I believe, are our game times. So you're looking at full dynamic days in Kansas City. Everybody can come, spend all their money that they need. When they're tired, go to Arrowhead, watch a match, then party after that.
Mayor, I know I've seen you out and about. There's no chance you're going to a soccer game that kicks off at 9 p.m. on a Tuesday. No chance you're at that one.
Man, that's too funny. I mean, look, I ain't been out that late in a long time. I'm not even going to lie. On a Tuesday, when I was younger, I could, you know, every now and then you get the hip-hop show because they book it in Kansas City too early in the week, so your headliner's on at 9:30. But on this side of 40, man, I don't know if I do a lot of it. But this is unique. It's special. I think I'll be out there. I think a whole lot of people will. But more to the point, hopefully, even if they're not, they're filling up taverns, restaurants, and others all around the community before that.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, here for a little bit. I guess two last things here, one about the World Cup, one about the city in general. Rob is really excited about the Netherlands coming here. I think the big story is Argentina, right? They're the defending World Cup champion. Messi is coming into town. Just to have Messi kind of kick off World Cup here in Kansas City is just such a really cool event. Rob's really excited about the Netherlands coming into town.
You know, like, I keep hearing about that, and I need to probably read up more. Obviously, I know Argentina. You certainly know the talents there. You hear a lot of people, I won't get ahead of us, but who talk about a potential Argentina-Portugal matchup in the later rounds. I mean, that could be the sort of thing that is epic at a stadium that has seen many an epic thing. As for the Netherlands, right, I mean, wonderful brand. I know there was a group of people involved with KC 2026 that went to the Euros, got a chance to see what the Dutch fans are all about and like. I think that's going to be something that thrills. But here's my jam, to be quite honest. I think that we're going to have full stadiums all the time. You're going to have people that always wanted to see a World Cup. I expect Fan Fest, all of the ethnic restaurants, particularly those that represent the countries, being packed for this. And I think it's going to be a great moment for Kansas City. Let me answer to a critique we get a lot, though, too. Occasionally people, usually not at this station, but others, will say, y'all spend so much time thinking about tourism, everything else. Let me tell you a basic, right? It is so we can actually generate revenues for businesses, for the people of Kansas City. I love Kansas Cityans, don't get me wrong. I also like 650,000 visitors coming in, spending money, filling up your restaurants, filling up your entertainment spaces, making sure we have revenues to address the things we need to do in our city. And I think in that core question, we're going to get a lot of it this summer in KC.
Last thing here, Maren, appreciate your time. The last time we had you on was day one of the streetcar extension. We've now had a couple of months. What are you seeing? How is it working? Just tell us a little bit more about this process as the streetcar has been expanded.
Working great. I had an exceptional meeting today, actually, about East-West streetcar expansion, included into Kansas, KCK, KU Med Center. You know, I think that this is just the spine and what really is a beginning of an outstanding route. You know, you saw a lot of people taking the streetcar from the Kansas-Missouri game. I think they saw what ingress-egress downtown could be. I think that speaks well for future stadium chats. We'll, of course, have that conversation again, no doubt, CDOT. But, no, it's working exceedingly well. You're seeing it packed on weekends, even in crummy weather. I think that it means there's going to be more growth on it over the years ahead in KC.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show today to talk about the World Cup. We now know what games are going to happen in Kansas City. Mayor Q, we'll catch up with you down the line. I will say this, your January is going to be a lot more free.
Man, I don't even know what January is anymore. It's been so long that I guess we're going to have to really do some new stuff. But we'll talk about it when the time comes.
Yeah, I was talking to Rob. I can't remember the last time I took vacation on like January 17th. That never happens.
Man, I've been booked out through the Super Bowl as a mayor for the last 6 years. It's wild. It's a great run. And, you know, hey, maybe magic happens and we see something special. But I'll keep watching. I'll be out there on Sunday. So stay well, man.
Absolutely. That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show today. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Mitch Holtis is going to join us. Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about Chris Jones. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Welcome back into the show. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, are going to join us in studio. The top text, and Rob, take this phone call. We'll take his phone call here. We do got a little bit of time to take phone calls here. We probably won't for like another 45 minutes or so. We got a little time right now. 913-586-7965. Someone on the text line said, Chris Jones single-handedly took the game over yesterday, and then Andy stabbed him in the back. I wouldn't fault him if he wanted out after the season. All right, well, just calm down a little bit. I understand everybody's a little hot. Chris Jones ain't going nowhere. Like, let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. Chris Jones is not going anywhere. Now, if you're somebody that's screaming, well, they should trade Chris Jones, because there are certainly people like that on the text line. Chris Jones is not going anywhere. Chris Jones' cap hit for next season is $44.8 million. His dead cap for next year is $64.2 million. Chris Jones will be on the team next season. Chris Jones?
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Should be on the team next season. So let's just go ahead and get that part out of the way. I also think that Chris Jones yesterday kind of embodied who I think the Chiefs are. I thought Chris Jones showed great potential yesterday. I thought he had a stretch there that he was phenomenal. I also think on one of the most important plays of the game, he was just a little slow and a little late. And what I would, to how I would describe the Chiefs in 2025 is a little slow, a little late. Chris Jones had CJ Stroud in his grasp. He's just didn't get there. C.J. Stroud makes the play. C.J. Stroud actually played really, really well yesterday. I don't care what the numbers say. I was watching the game yesterday. C.J. Stroud played really well when they needed him to and made some big plays on third down to extend drives and move the chains, and they won that game because their quarterback made big plays, and the Chiefs quarterback didn't make those plays. I really thought that yesterday it was the Chiefs. Chris Jones gets great pass rush. Hey, you got a chance to get off the field on third down. Just a little slow and a little late, a half step slow. And that half step slow that the Chiefs have been basically from the beginning of the season, that half step that they've been is the perfect description of what I think this season has been. I think in some ways, honestly, we've always known. I really believe that. I think we've always known. And I get it if maybe we didn't want to see that at the beginning of the season. But man, a lot of the reasons why they lost to Houston last night, that's exactly how they lost to the Chargers in the first week of the season. How the Chiefs lost last night against Houston, they lost like that to the Eagles in the second week of the season. The Chiefs have not grown at all this season. Usually by this part in the season, you notice to see a tone shift with Kansas City, an attitude shift. They start really figuring some things out, really kind of whipping up into shape, really getting things into gear, and the Chiefs are go, go, go the rest of the way. That's why I'm just not willing to entertain this playoff conversation. I don't know how many times we got to keep kicking the can down the field. They're 6-7. Now they're going to win 4 in a row? Like, you might flicker the light switch on, man, the power is off. The power is off. You haven't paid the bill. That's where I am with this team. I'm not here to beat you guys down for a second week of I told you so. I mean, I picked Houston to win this game, and almost exactly what I thought was going to happen happened. Everything that has caused the Chiefs and got them into this situation popped up yesterday. Penalties, turnovers, drops, mistakes, missed field goals. All of those things popped up yesterday. So we can blame the officials on this one call, and that wasn't a hold. No, the Chiefs did that to themselves yesterday. Poor coaching. Those things did the Chiefs in. They've done the Chiefs in for 3 months now. It has done the Chiefs in. So they're losing one of the two games to Denver or the Chargers. I don't know which one. They are not winning both of those games. I don't believe it. I don't care where those games are. They'll beat the Titans, sure. They'll beat the Raiders, I mean, probably. I mean, I'm not even saying that to be negative. I don't know who's playing the Raiders game. Like, I can very easily see the Chiefs are eliminated from playoff contention, and they're just, it doesn't matter at this point. Hey, Mahomes isn't playing, Kelsey's not playing, Jones isn't playing. We're going to sit our guys, and we're going to give our young guys an opportunity. Like, they are in risk of Week 18 not meaning anything for them, and not in a we're trying to rest everybody in a no, our offseason has already started capacity. Let's go to the phone lines here. We got Mitch Holtz coming up in about 5 minutes or so. Michael in Chicago called into the show. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
Michael, T-Dot, thanks so much for taking the call. You're like a member of the family here. My kids get in the car with me, and they say, are we listening to C-Dot? So just wanted to say, being an expatriate a long ways from home, I grew up in Iowa, but being out of the kingdom, thanks for the show.
No problem, man. I appreciate it. Tell your kids happy holidays.
Will do. We could talk about this loss being like, I'm watching Andy Reid thinking, for the first time in 25 years, this is a game Marty Schottenheimer knew how to win, more than Andy Reid knew how to win. We could talk about Brett Veach and missing some picks and not solving the offensive line problems for, you know, 4 off seasons. And we could talk about our quarterback regressing in the pocket passing the last 2 years. I mean, did you feel comfortable when he got back in the pocket that he was going to complete a pass yesterday? And that's, I mean, that hurts to say, because we, you know, Pat Mahomes is everything for us. We love Pat. But all of that, and we could talk about all that, but the guy I'm worried about the most today is you, C-Dot. Because yesterday we saw the end of the Trent McDuffie fan club, that came to a crashing halt the last couple weeks, and you guys are the president of that. So how are you guys holding up over there, watching him get burned again, and understanding we can't deal with a 5'9" outside corner, pay him 4 years, $150 million, or whatever he would get as a top 5 corner? How are you guys holding up with that all coming down?
Michael, I appreciate the question, man. Happy holidays to you and yours, man. I'm not doing that with Trent McDuffie. I do feel in some ways partly responsible. Rob, ever since Trent McDuffie came on this show, it has not gone well for him. Ever since Trent McDuffie came on here, he came on here the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and it's not gone well ever since then. I'm still on team pay Trent McDuffie. I know that's not the popular stance to have when it comes to Trent McDuffie. Guys get beat in the National Football League all the time. I mean, and Nico Collins is a top 15 receiver in the league. So I'm not going to overreact to that. I still think Trent McDuffie is one of the better players in the league.
Yeah, I will remain team pay Trent McDuffie. And I understand why fans are no to pay Trent McDuffie, but I will still be team pay Trent McDuffie, especially since Jalen Watson's about to walk out of Kansas City and get paid by, I don't know, let's pick a mediocre team. We'll use the Titans. The Titans will be, it's like happened with Snead. We'll use the Titans. Yeah, no, they need Trent McDuffie on this team. Trent McDuffie, actually, I know we're up against a break, is the kind of player I want to see them keep. Let's keep less 30-year-olds in the fold and more 24-year-olds in the fold. Trent McDuffie, 25 years old, it's a good time for a contract. Other players who are 33, 34, bad time for a contract. That's how I'm going to feel this offseason. I'm going to be an ageist this offseason with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Text line 913-586-7965. Someone on the text line says that they've been playing Trent McDuffie out of position needlessly. Yeah, maybe. I mean, Trent McDuffie has not had a good last week. Like, he was not good in the Cowboys game. I mean, he wasn't in this game for very long, but on the one snap that he was out there, he just got beat. I mean, just flat out, Nico Collins just ran past him, made a play, then got hurt, and it changed what the Chiefs did defensively. And they still had a chance to win that game with their defense. But, yeah, I'm still on team Trent McDuffie. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined in studio by Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.